Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Food and dietary supplements products discussed on this program are intended to contribute to the daily diet and overall health and are not intended for the use in the prevention, treatment, mitigation, or cure of any disease or health-related condition. Individuals that have or suspect they have illness or wish to commence a diet or exercise program should consult an appropriately licensed healthcare practitioner for a medical history evaluation, diagnosis, treatment, and health recommendations.
And welcome to Let's Play Doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I did achieve the rank of Lieutenant Colonel in the Air Force. A lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529.
I want to give you just a couple of bits of information on the pandemic, kind of give you the status report there, and then I want to talk about autoimmune diseases and how to prevent them, how to reverse them, and so forth. We'll talk about that. 39,953,600 infections. We're going up at an average rate at 138,000 per day of new infections in the United States. So it'll certainly be over 40 million infections. Then dead, 656,000 dead. Now, you have to appreciate that during the Spanish flu in 1918 and 1919, we lost dead in America 657,000. So we're just 1,000 short of exceeding the number of dead in the Spanish flu, which was supposed to be the most deadly pandemic in the history of humanity. Okay, well, we're going to beat that here. This, very scary because it's very simple to prevent. Very simple to prevent, and we'll talk about that. But I want to just remind everybody, stay away from the bad foods so you maximize absorption. Take your 90 essential nutrients. Take the heavy hammer. Take the Health Advantage Heart Pack. Take the MSM to maintain your bone marrow, which is your immune system. And don't forget the colloidal silver. Two droppers full under your tongue 3 minutes before each meal, and two droppers full under your tongue a half hour before bedtime. And the colloidal silver kills everything, including viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast. And then don't forget the hand sanitizer between your fingers, between your toes, on your face, behind your ears, on your shoulders, on your neck, everywhere, especially if you go out of the house. Don't forget your mask, and we can beat this thing. But you have to understand that it helps to do the vaccinations. When I was in the military, 7 years in the Army and 20 years in the Air Force, I retired as a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. For 27 years, every year, we'd line up, depending on what facility you were at, whatever port or air base you're at, you'd have 500 people, 1,000 people, 5,000 people lining up in sports facilities, and you'd have 10 doctors and nurses on each side, and you'd walk through this line, and you would get 10, 12 different vaccinations in 15 minutes. Okay? And I did that for 27 years. And so I was never afraid of vaccinations because never had any reactions. Well, I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients since I was 9 years old. I've been gluten-free since I was 9 years old. And that tells you a story. So if everybody were to do the same thing, we wouldn't have all this flap about are vaccinations bad or good. Vaccinations don't kill viruses, bacteria, fungus. They just alert your body to the bad DNA. And so if you want your body to be able to respond to the vaccinations, okay, you've got to get off all the gluten so you can absorb the nutrition. You got to supplement with the 90s so you guarantee you're going to give your bone marrow and your immune system all the nutrients it needs to be able to respond to the vaccine. This is not difficult. Okay, Now, with all that said, let's look at the autoimmune diseases. We're talking about lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, irritable bowel syndrome, asthma, bronchitis, all those kind of things, COPD. What's going on here? Well, those diseases are all secondary nutritional deficiencies, secondary to gluten consumption. Gluten is a protein in wheat, butter, and oats, exclusively found in those four grains, wheat, butter, and oats. And gluten produces chemicals that slowly but methodically destroy the villi in your intestines. Your intestines look like a shag rug when you cut them open during surgery or an autopsy. Your intestines look like a shag rug. They're only finger-like villi sticking up. Increase your absorptive surface in your intestines by about 95%. When you're eating gluten after a period of 5 or 8 or 10 or 12 or 15 years, depending on how much gluten you're eating every day, those villi disappear and your lining of your intestines look like a plastic tube instead of a shag rug. So you've lost 95 to 90% of your absorptive surface. And so this is why people who take metformin, when they're diagnosed with diabetes, they're 65 years old, they take metformin, which is an oral medication for diabetes, and it doesn't work. Because they've been eating gluten all their life. They have to, oh, you have type 1 diabetes. Well, I'm 65 years old. I thought that was a birth defect. Okay? Well, 65 years old, you're not going to have type 1 diabetes. The reason why the metformin didn't work, they couldn't absorb the metformin because the villi were dead because they've been eating gluten all their life. Okay, the same thing here. If you want to be able to absorb the nutrition for your immune system and work to defend you against the COVID, you got to get off the gluten.
You're listening to the Let's Play Doctor Show, where there are alternatives to drugs, doctors, and surgery. To speak to Dr. Joel Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Doctor on the Mar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And You look at something like lupus, it's really just a couple of nutritional deficiencies secondary to a gluten consumption. Okay, the intestines are dead. Even if you're supplementing with those nutrients, you're not going to be very efficient absorbing them. And so the rosacea on the face and the aches and pains in the legs and the muscles, fibromyalgia and all this kind of stuff, and skin issues. This is a classic lupus, classic, quote, autoimmune disease, unquote. It's not, okay? It's a simple nutritional deficiency secondary to gluten consumption. And then you get people who have rheumatoid arthritis. They're also told that this is an autoimmune disease, your body's attacking itself. No. When you have rheumatoid arthritis, I don't care if you've had it for 40 years, give me 90 days, I'll get rid of it, okay? Rheumatoid arthritis is a combination of a nutritional deficiency arthritis secondarily infected with a bug called Mycoplasma, M-Y-C-O, plasma, Mycoplasma. And the Mycoplasma bug releases a thing called the RA factor, so they call it rheumatoid arthritis. You have an autoimmune disease? No. But that Mycoplasma is killable with an antibiotic called minocycline, like the bait fish, minocycline. Mm-hmm. A 68-week regimen, okay, at the treatment levels. And the Mycoplasma is dead. You're, of course, going to be taking the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack with the MSM, an extra glucagel for the collagen. Don't forget vitamin D3. And you'll be able to rebuild the cartilage and rebuild the bones and rebuild the joints. And the minocycline will kill the Mycoplasma, and your rheumatoid arthritis will be gone sometimes in 4, 5, 6 weeks. But give it 90 days, you'll be amazed. Well, I've had it for 40 years. Well, your doctor has kids in college, and, you know, he needs to pay tuition money is why he's treating you for 40 years. You get the picture? Okay. So, at any rate, let's see here. Chuck, let's go to Pennsylvania. And Hattie. Hattie, you're on the air. How can we help you?
I have a very good friend of mine who was bitten 3 years ago by a sandfly, and the doctors could not tell her what was going on with her. So today, the parasitic infections has totally ravaged her body from her ankles to the top of her head. And
okay, what parasite does she have?
Oh, they said it was something you get from the sandfly.
Okay, was it like Lyme disease or something like that?
No, they said it was some kind of, no, they didn't say it was Lyme disease. They just said it was a parasitic infection by the sandfly. They didn't really say what it
okay.
was.
Okay, so they didn't say whether it was like a little one-cell parasite that lives in your cells, or is it a worm, or they didn't say?
They said it was something that was serial. It was deep in her flesh as opposed to topical on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how much does she weigh?
She's 133 and 5 foot tall.
133, okay. Did they treat her with any antibiotics or any
Yes, she has an antibiotic. It's called cyclo. It's an antibiotic and it's a parasitic thing. Cyclo. I can tell you if she sent me a text. I can get it if you want me to.
Okay, no, that's fine. I get the picture. Okay, 133 pounds. So what I want her to do is get off all the bad foods, right? No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, no oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. And then I want her to, at 133 pounds, take one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per month, one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per month, a full dose of everything, a half a dose. She needs one full dose a day, but I want her to take a half a dose twice a day. I want her to take the MSM, get one bottle of MSM so you can take three at breakfast and three at dinner time. That's going to help support maintenance repair of connective tissue and that kind of stuff. And what she needs to do is ask, in addition to all that, she needs to take our colloidal silver. She can take 2 droppers full under her tongue, 30 minutes before each meal, 30 minutes before bedtime. It'll take 2 of the 4-ounce bottles a month to pull that off. I want her to use our hand sanitizer. And then I want her to ask her doctors if she could try the ivermectin. If she could try the ivermectin, which is the stuff that's used for parasites and bloodworms and things like that, in people as well as animals. It's called ivermectin. You don't need a prescription for it. You can actually get it in a pet store are a farm store, ivermectin. Yes, okay, that's the stuff they talked about, trying to use it in, you know, against the COVID thing. But ivermectin is used for blood parasites in human beings. It used to be in tablets, but when the pandemic came out, they killed the tablets so that people wouldn't go buy them and treat themselves. But they still have on the market tubes, you know, squeeze tubes of the paste with the ivermectin in it. So she needs to ask her doctor if they had ever used ivermectin against these parasites. So, you know, she can put that on her skin, and it tells you, how much, half a teaspoon for X amount of body weight and so on. Call me and let me know what they say about the ivermectin.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Dr. Wallach will be right back with recommendations on how you can stay healthy. Give him a call on the Let's Play Doctor Show at 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
The daily podcast of the Let's Play Doctor Show is a great tool. You know, you can listen to the show with Dr. Joel Wallach whenever you want. Each day at the end of the show, we'll send the show to your email account. Then you just click and listen whenever it's convenient. You can hear what Dr. Wallach recommends to callers with all sorts of health challenges, as well as what's going on now at Youngevity. We remove all the commercials and all the fillers so that all you get is the important parts of the show. You get a new show each weekday for only $9.95 a month with no contract. You can cancel at any time. And it's even easier to order now. You can now subscribe at docsrecipe.com, or you can call us toll-free at 877-344-1010. Sign up today and you'll get your first podcast today. Go to docsrecipe.com. That's docsrecipe.com. Or call us at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Well, I went to the doc, and he informed me I no longer have diabetes and quit taking any of the medicine.
Well, how long did you have diabetes?
12 years, I know.
And then how long had you been on the Youngevity products?
About a year.
Now, isn't that phenomenal?
And one more thing, my hair is growing back.
Your hair is growing
back? I've been bald for 40 years. I've lost close to 100 pounds.
And I know your story will give hope to a lot of people who have weight challenges, who have diabetes challenges. And we actually have thousands of people a month who have the same experience as Ted does. We have people who were diabetic for 30 years. And in 30 days, their doctor declared them diabetes-free.
Did you think that you were destined to be diabetic or overweight forever? Call for our free consultation today, 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Let's Play Doctor on the Tomorrow Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And I want everybody to realize, again, that the vaccination thing really isn't controversial. It's everybody's choice whether you're going to get a vaccination or not. But, I'm recommending you pray on it, you think on it, you discuss it with your family. But I go out and I know what I'm doing, but I don't know what everybody else out there is doing. So I wear a mask when I go out, and when I come back to the house, I have a garbage can outside, which goes into the big trash can, which picked up here. And so I come back to the house, I throw the, even if I haven't run into anybody, I still throw that face mask into the trash can. And then I have my colloidal silver on a cart inside the house. I take my drops under the tongue. Even though I have my regular before meals and before bedtime, if I'm leaving the house, I still take another two droppers full under my tongue when I walk out of the house and do the hand sanitizer, and take a couple of bottles of the hand sanitizer with me. And I have had the Moderna vaccinations. I had came about 6 months ago now. I had the first one, and a month later I had the second one, and I'm going to do the booster. And so it may not stop me from getting the COVID, but it will stop the COVID from killing me. Okay, you have to appreciate that the vaccines can do several things. Number one, they can help reduce the risk of death from an infection with the COVID. All right, and so that's very useful. And then, of course, I've been taking my 90 essential nutrients for 74 years. It'll be going on 75 years.
Email from Steve in Texas, who has a friend of his who operates a wildlife sanctuary. Some of those animals there are bats. He wants to know, what do the animals need for nutrition, and what could he use, especially in the effect that he might contact rabies?
Okay. Well, he needs to get a rabies shot. Okay, I got a rabies. One of the vaccinations I got when I was in the military for 27 years was a rabies shot every year because I was a veterinarian. And so he can get a rabies shot. He's concerned about rabies from bats, and he raises bats, get a rabies shot, ASAP. The doctor says, oh, no problem. They'll set it up, and he'll be vaccinated. Within 2 weeks' time, he'll be, totally safe from rabies. But he should get that. That's his profession. He needs to get his rabies shot every year. He needs to get rid of all the gluten out of his life. No wheat, brown rye, oats. No fried foods. No processed meats. No oils. No gluten. No wheat, brown rye, oats. And then he needs to take the 90 essential nutrients. And in his position there, I would have him take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. He needs the MSM, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight to make sure his bone marrow is making antibodies and wipe up cells to protect him. And then for water for the bats, I'm assuming they're in a cage or something like that or in a barn, and he provides water for them. He needs to use our, for them, he needs to use our Bloomin' Minerals. He can do that, the Bloomin' Minerals. Put big scoops of, it'd be the cheapest way to do it. It comes in 40-pound bags of crystals, and he can put big scoops of the Bloomin' Minerals, like a coffee cup full of Bloomin' Minerals, in whatever their water supply is, like a flat tray, maybe an inch or two deep, and he could put a couple piles of that Bloomin' Minerals in there and then fill it with water, and the Bloomin' Minerals will take the, will go into a solution. If he wants to, it'll be a little more expensive. He can use just our plant minerals and pour that into a tray. But it'll be cheaper to do it, especially if this is a big operation. He'll want to use the Bloomin' Minerals to give the bats these minerals. And then, of course, we also have the Arthrodex, which is a crystalline supplement for animals. And you can throw a couple of cups of the Arthrodex into that same tray that has either the Bloomin' Minerals or the plant-derived minerals in there. And that's kind of where I would go with that. So that's a good question. That's the first time I've ever had that question, but that's what I would do in that position. Although I did do autopsies on the larger bats and vampire bats and all kind of stuff, because when I worked in the zoos, as pathologists, they would die from various things, and so I would actually get to do autopsies on bats. Back after these messages.
Are you taking prescription drugs? At best, they're covering up your symptoms. How about trying something that addresses the cause of your problems? Call Dr. Joel Wallach on the Let's Play Doctor Show at 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have criticized President Biden for his handling of the situation in Afghanistan, including members of the House of Freedom Caucus. Speaking for that group, Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs called on President Biden to resign.
We also call upon the person who said the buck stops here, who said more than 20 times, we will not leave any American behind. The person who basically orchestrated the July 2nd evacuation of Bagram without telling Afghanis, we call upon, most somberly, the resignation of this President Joe Biden.
And COVID vaccination rates have doubled since mid-July, according to the White House. COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients said Tuesday that the U.S. is administering an average of 900,000 doses per day, up from 500,000 per day in mid-July. You're listening to USA Radio News. Companies have begun putting in place COVID vaccine mandates for their employees, including one company that makes vaccines. Tim Berg explains.
COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer AstraZeneca is requiring all of its U.S. employees to get vaccinated against the coronavirus if they plan on returning to the workplace or need to interact with customers. Though AstraZeneca manufactures its own vaccine for use in approved countries, the shot has not been approved for use in the United States, meaning its U.S. employees will need to get a vaccine made by one of the company's competitors, such as Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And after weeks of delays, the Texas legislature has approved a controversial election reforms bill that caused the Democratic members of the Texas House to flee to Washington, D.C. to deprive the body of a quorum. After the bill passed in the House, Texas Governor Greg Abbott indicated that he would sign it into law. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Doctor on the Mar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE, and that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Okay, let's see here. Chuck, let's go to callers or emails.
All right, Dr. Wallach, it's an email from Frank in New York. The question is on the certification, religious certification, kosher certification, if you will, of certain foods. Should some of these things, when people are doing these certifications for religious dietary laws, et cetera, be looking out for such stuff as gluten in the foods?
Oh, absolutely, because I know that some of the kosher foods that the Hebrews and the Jewish people eat, one is called a matzah, which is a flat fried bread made from wheat, because they were slaves in Egypt for 400 years, and they were, they were sort of sneaking behind the scenes. They were getting that wheat matzah that the Egyptians were eating, okay? It was a fried, deep-fried wheat bread, and that is made from gluten. But it's very interesting, okay? So you have to watch it, because it doesn't matter if it's been deemed to be kosher. If it has gluten in it, you don't want to be eating it because of the ability that it has to kill the villi in the intestines, which then over time literally destroys the efficiency of absorption of nutrients, even if you're supplementing. And that's why certain religions have, a higher rate of certain diseases. Because it's the way they eat. Certain religions, certain races, certain people from certain countries, Asians and so forth, they Latinos, African Americans, and so forth, Asians, they all have diseases that are, connected with their lifestyles and their diets and their religious beliefs, and it's because of their diet. And so you hit the nail on the head there, Frank. That's a good question. And so I don't know. I have to go find out if the Jewish people have any matzah bread made from rice. I know that they do eat a lot. They're famous for chicken noodle soup and matzah bread and that kind of stuff and spaghetti. It's one of those things where you have to look and say, okay, right now, I don't want to break the religious rules, but I can eat rice, okay? I don't care what religion you are. All religions and all races eat rice. There's no gluten in rice. Now, you can eat buckwheat. It's not wheat, but they call it buckwheat, okay? There's no gluten in buckwheat. And so there's no gluten in potatoes. There's no gluten in beets. There's no gluten in artichokes. There's no gluten in carrots. There's no gluten in bell peppers, and I could go on and on and on, but I think you get the drift. So there's no gluten in cucumbers. There's no gluten in onions. There's no gluten in garlic. And so you can eat very well and still follow the religious rules and tenets without going to the wheat. And so if there's wheat, it's acceptable in the religious things. I would just kind of leave that alone. Let somebody else eat it. Don't you eat it, because I don't care what faith, what religion, what race you are. If you're eating gluten, okay, it's going to kill your intestines. And even if you're supplementing, the efficiency of the absorption goes way down. So that's a very good question. Okay. We'll be back after these messages.
Would you like to ask Dr. Wallach a question but can't call the show? Send us an email at emaildrw@gmail.com. If we use it on the show, we will email back his response. Be sure to include age, height, and weight, as well as conditions that you've been diagnosed with. There's no need to list medications that you are taking. Send it to emaildrw@gmail.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Let's play Doctor on the Marble Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And, Chuck, why don't we go to one of your magic shows?
Absolutely, Dr. Wallach. With 20-plus years of the Let's Play Doctor show, here's a flashback to a caller from the past.
And, Chuck, let's go to New York. And, Martha. Martha, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Dr. Wallach. I've been on the show before. I wanted to ask you about my dog, which you recommend. She's 11 years old. She's a small Chihuahua mix. And she just, for the first time, had a constipation problem where she was really yelping and yelping a lot, you know, because she was hurting. I took her to the vet, and they said that, I think they just wanted to give her some suppositories. But I wanted to know, I want to prevent this in the future. So, are there any foods and supplements I can give her so that she won't have this problem?
Does she weigh, 5 pounds, 3 pounds, 5 pounds? What does she weigh?
She's a mix. So she actually weighs 20 pounds.
Oh, my gosh, a 20-pound chihuahua. Okay, 20 pounds. Okay. Okay, so, yeah, so what I want to do, of course, is a mix of dog foods. Half of her meal should be canned dog food, and the other half should be dry dog food. But you got to read the label, make sure there's no gluten in it, no wheat, no barley, rye, no oats, okay? Then I want the dog to have one scoop a day of the Arthrodex. One scoop of our Arthrodex is a multiple. One scoop of Arthrodex you can mix in. Dogs love it. And then I also want the dog to have two of our EFAs, one EFA plus and one EFA. So one of each will be a bottle of each. I'd say a bottle of each would last 2 months. Okay, a bottle of each of the EFAs and EFA pluses, so the dog can have one soft gel capsule of the EFAs and one soft gel capsule of the EFA plus in the food. Some dogs will just nose them out of the way. They won't eat them. They just have to hug her or him, whoever it is, and, you know, put them down the throat and rub their little throat and hug them, and then they'll beg for them.
All right.
And then we have a little product called Herbal Rainforest. It has 13 cleansing herbs and 75 minerals. And you could give kind of like, I start out with like a half a teaspoon of that. Okay. All right, okay. Half a teaspoon of the Herbal Rainforest, half a teaspoon once a day. And that should give the dog a comfortable bowel movement.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Oh, nice. That sounds wonderful. The hind legs started all of a sudden tremble. They trembled, kind of trembling. Mm-hmm. And the vet said possibly arthritis, but they wanted to know. First, they want to do an X-ray, and then they said possible surgery.
I pass on the surgery because, you know, they're looking to do, like I say, put their kid through college with your dog, right? And so basically you can throw two other things in there in addition to what we've already talked about. We also have the liquid glucogel, which is made from collagen, made from cartilage, from beef and sheep and that kind of stuff. Again, a half a teaspoon in the food of the liquid. Okay, liquid glucogel, and that will help with discs between the vertebrae, cartilage on the hips and the knees and that kind of stuff, and the neck and so on. And let's go there. Just start there. And, you know, call us every couple of weeks and give us a progress or lack of progress report, and we can tweak it as we go. But I don't think surgery's sort of indicated here.
Okay, now one last question. How often am I supposed to feed my dog? Like, we're talking about the 1 half canned dog food with a mix with the 1 half dry. How often do I give her that?
Okay, well, what I would do is, a 20-pound dog, I would split it up, and you can give it twice, you know, half your dog twice a day and half it again in the evening. And that way the dog will be eating when you're eating, and everybody's happy.
Okay, Dr. Wallach, anything you'd like to add to that recommendation?
No, that was a very good response to that. I was waiting. Yeah, see, there's got to be some herbal rainforest in there. Sure enough, I said it. There you go. And that was perfect. And, of course, yeah, I like that. I like to feed dogs twice a day or cats twice a day. That way they're not begging and jumping up at the table and wanting food and all that kind of stuff because they know they're going to be getting their own. And so that's a good thing. And so, you know, being a veterinarian, I get questions like that all the time. And of course, pets are very, very important to me. When I started, with this, this goes way back to 1977, when I was done with that 10-year study, 20,000 autopsies at Washington University and Barnes Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri, $25 million grant from NIH. And that was my second postdoctoral fellowship, okay? And it's one of those things where I learned that animals like to eat multiple times a day. They don't like to eat just once a day. That's what are they going to do with the rest of the time? They start chewing on their feet. They chew on the furniture. They get into mischief. They disturb you during your meals and stuff. So it's better just to feed them twice a day. And, of course, well, it's amazing. People say, well, yeah, this breed of dog always, you know, they have a short lifespan. They only live 6-8 years. And we get them to live 15 to 20 years by giving them the supplements. This is something we do a lot of supplement work with animals because, again, I was a veterinarian before I was a physician. And I used to tell people, I'm going to treat you like a dog, but you're going to get better. And they would kind of chuckle and laugh at that. But all the nutritional information I was getting was from that study I did at Washington University with 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 change over 454 species of animals and 3,000 human beings. It was a $25 million grant and from NIH. And it was quite the thing. I was the only pathologist on the project, and my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of National Treasure. So if you want to check me out, you can go to Siri, say, hey, Siri, is Dr. Wallach's book by W.B. Saunders, which is a publishing company, W.B. Saunders, big publishing house for medical textbooks, are his textbooks available for sale? And it'll take you to, of course, the title is Dr. Wallach's textbook, Diseases of Exotic Animals, and it'll pop up one that'll be in pretty bad shape, and it's 1,200 pages, and they'll sell it for $1,500 to $4,500, depending on the shape. But there's another button underneath the picture of that book cover, Diseases of Exotic Animals. Push that button, it says Other Options, and you push that, and then it'll show you books are in better condition. It'll be $5,000, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000. And if you can ask Siri if there's any new for sale, new they sell for $25,000 $35,000 each. I'm not telling you that to brag, but it's giving credibility. And so I'm considered one of the two founding fathers of the science of epigenetics because they showed there were no genetically transmitted birth defects. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. And all birth defects are preventable, okay? And we're talking about everything. We're talking about spina bifida, cleft palate, Down syndrome. We're talking about gender issues. All these things are totally preventable. If everybody were to take the 90 essential nutrients for at least 6 months before conception and also stay away from the gluten so they can maximize absorption, there will not be any of these problems. And the birth defect thing will be a history. I've been able to reverse some things like Down syndrome, still, you know, like in 2.5 months of pregnancy. The most famous one with Lauren Knievel, Evel Knievel's niece-in-law. I gave her the 90 essential nutrients and, you know, finished out her pregnancy. And she'd been diagnosed by half a dozen different doctors as having a Down syndrome baby. They're all wanting her to get an abortion. She wanted to do it. And she called me and I said, well, okay, let's try it. And to make a long story short, her son, Noah Knievel, was born perfectly normal. I have pictures of him graduating college at engineering school and also in his military uniform. Very tall, handsome young fellow in military uniform. There's no way, you know, he does not have Down syndrome. These are the sort of things that are totally preventable. Now, I even have, let's see here, Ben and Wendy Erdman, okay, two Down syndrome kids. Their parents were giving my products when they were like 6, 8 years old. And now they're a beautiful couple. They've been married, I don't know, 15, 20 years, they've been married. And you'd be hard-pressed to tell that they were Down syndrome kids. Now, she did have her tubes tied. Wendy had her tubes tied because she was told that, you know, Down syndrome was a birth defect, genetic birth defect, and she didn't want to have babies with Down syndrome. But guess what? It's not a birth defect caused by genetics, nutritional deficiencies.
You found the Let's Play Doctor Show. We're here each weekday afternoon. Phone lines open at 3:40 Eastern, so that's the best time when you should reach out to Dr. Joel Wallach. Call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With Let's Play Doc on the Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity 95 Crusade. And Chuck, let's go to callers or emails.
All right, Dr. Wallach, it's our old buddy up there in the Pacific Northwest, the great state of Washington, Edgar. He's got a question for you. It's kind of a two-part question. The Navajos have four sacred crops, beans, squash, and corn, but also one of their sacred crops is tobacco. Are there any good uses for tobacco?
Well, you have to appreciate back in the old days, tobacco smoke would fend off mosquitoes, okay, and also tobacco smoke would fend off other, bugs and parasites and things. And so it did have a beneficial thing. Also, it was kind of a stimulant back then. They didn't have caffeine and coffee and that kind of stuff. And so tobacco was a, it was a very common thing amongst many, many, many races of people, including Asians, Native Americans, and also Europeans and so forth. Everybody was using tobacco. And nobody knew that, you know, it could initiate lung cancer and all that kind of stuff. So it's one of those things where if you're only going to live to be 35 years old, you might as well smoke cigars and cigarettes because you weren't going to get cancer and kill you before 35 years of age. But so that's my answer on that one. But so it was not unusual. Tobacco If you look at churches, many churches, they still use herbal things, which they have all kinds of these I don't know what you call them. Thank you. Incense, the smoke and stuff like that to fend off the evil spirits and things. And so as part of the tobacco deal, if you look at there's still churches today that use the incense. And so it all kind of went together. It's one of those things where it's a history of tobacco. There was some good stuff that it did. It fended off, like I say, it fended off mosquitoes, and people would not get malaria and that kind of stuff because they were in their little closed-in spaces or their huts and so forth. The mosquitoes wouldn't come in there and bite them at night when they were sleeping. And, you know, transfer malaria to them or bring other diseases along. And the same thing with fleas and ticks and things like that. Tobacco had, it was kind of like an insecticide or not maybe an insecticide all the time, but definitely a repellent. Definitely a repellent. And so, again, the churches, with incense have maintained a lot of that habit of those things to repel evil spirits out of their places of religion. Okay, because it's very obvious that tobacco smoke did repel mosquitoes and other bugs. So that's the answer to that one. And I do want people to remember that right now we have those books and CDs and DVDs. The newest book is Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods, 300 pages of gluten-free and oil-free recipes. Oh my gosh, it's flying off the shelf. You can go to www.drjwallach.com and get those books. If you buy 10 of them, you get a discount. Buy a case, you get a big discount, and so on. And don't forget, it's all in your head. 25 different diseases that you can get from osteoporosis of the skull. Doctors never talk about osteoporosis of the skull. They're not taught about osteoporosis of the skull. When they talk about osteoporosis, they're always talking about your vertebrae, your shoulders, your arm bones, your leg bones, your pelvis bones, and that's what they usually think about when they talk about osteoporosis. Well, thank you, everybody. Great stuff today. Thank you so much, Chuck. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. God bless the American flag. God bless the national anthem. God bless America.
Is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-10.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.